بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد، فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت، صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اكثروا ذكر هذه اللذات، يعني الموت، او كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver. Alhamdulillah, we have covered many different topics and all pertaining to Islah. And our maqsad is to make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to cleanse and purify our hearts, to connect ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gain Allah ta'ala's pleasure, Allah's raza mandi, Allah's happiness, gain that salvation, success in this dunya, and we can be gaining the true success, ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْمُبِينَ, the ultimate success of the akhirat. Inshallah, I wish to embark on a series of majlises regarding maut, what is the reality of this dunya, and our real suffer that we are moving towards our ultimate abode is Jannat and the hereafter. We tend to forget our real watan, our real home, our real abode. We have come into this dunya. Our original home was Jannat, and we know the incident of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam, and how insan came into this dunya. But from this dunya, we're going back to akhirat. And either it will be Jannat or Jahannam. Allah save us from Jahannam. But as believers, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has blessed us with iman. And therefore, we should preserve this iman and do those actions which this iman demands of us, so that we may get that Jannat which Allah has prepared, and we must have high hopes that we will get the Jannat. Therefore, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, because there was a plague that had occurred in India, any diseases that take place, loss of lives, people become mayus, they lose hope. They lose hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes people utter statements which are against what Sharia demands. That's when a person becomes completely depressed. In our times, Allah save us, many people suffer depression. They've got sicknesses, illnesses. Sometimes it seems as though it's one problem after the other. And the person is shaken. So he begins to lose hope. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi then wrote a kitab known as Shauq-e Watan. Shauq means yearning, desire, love a person has. For watan means the true abode, your real home. Watan means home. So shauq-e watan, the love, the yearning for the abode of Jannat. And he gives a lot of hope to us and to all those people who may be suffering some type of calamity, some type of illness, some sickness, some disease, where a person is now shaken completely. Doctors have lost hope in the person. Or the person has suffered some heavy financial loss. So to give him some hope, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi has gathered ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam from different ahadith books. And he makes us realize that we are not going to live in this world forever. And our real happiness and bliss and enjoyment is the akhirat. And he directs our attention to the happiness a mu'min gets, the enjoyment, the ecstasy a believer will get in paradise. So inshallah, together with this ahadith or this book of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi and his guidelines that he has mentioned, looking at other kitabs as well, we will discuss the importance, the reality of this maut, this bridge that we all have to cross. Just this morning I was thinking, Allah Ta'ala put a thought in my mind, that every person has come into this world. So this is common amongst every single person. And there is a way that Allah has placed a system of us coming into this world via our parents. But then there are exceptions, for example, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. He had no parents. Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam, no parents. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had a mother, Maryam, but he was not born from a father. In other words, he didn't have a father. Allah, we know the incident, Allah Ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, who blew into Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. We discussed Surah Maryam. So there were some exceptions. But what is common that every single person, from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, all the nations of the past, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, his entire ummah, every single human being will all taste death and mort. Every person. There's no exception to this rule. In one riwayat is mentioned, if there had to be any person who would have been spared of mort, it would have been Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He himself also tasted mort. And therefore Allah says, Kullu nafsin. Kullu in Arabic means every. Kullu nafsin. Every soul. Dha'iqatul maut will taste death. So this goblet of maut, from this cup, every single person has to drink. And this is the bridge that will transport us from this dunya to the akhirat. If there was no maut, how are we going to leave dunya and go to akhirat? So Allah has kept this system. Now maut, as we know from childhood days, is something very frightening. Just the thought of maut shudders a person. He gets afraid. Then I'm going to die. It's something painful. But there's a difference between the maut of a believer from that of a disbeliever. There's a big difference. And in the verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the angels who come down, who descend, and who extract the ruh of the believers in a very gentle, mild way. And in fact, they get such comfort and such ease when those angels are pulling and extracting their ruh. As compared to the angels who come down, who extract the ruh of the disbelievers. In the verses, وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقًا وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطًا وَالسَّابِحَاتِ سَبْحًا فَالسَّابِقَاتِ سَبْقًا, Allah has taken an oath on such angels. وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقًا, without going to detailed tafsir, just the gist of those verses, Allah has taken a qasam. أُقْسِمُ بِالْمَلَائِكَةِ, Allah has taken a qasam on those angels who extract and pull the ruh and the souls of the disbelievers with vigor, vehemently, with harshness, they pull it with great force. That is how the ruh of a disbeliever is extracted with pain. وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطًا. And then Allah takes his qasam on those angels who would descend to take out the ruh of the believers very gently, very calmly. وَالسَّابِحَاتِ سَبْحَا, and those who glide with the ruh, with the souls of the believers, or those who glide to command, to execute the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَالسَّابِقَاتِ سَبْقَا, the angels of mercy who come down to extract the ruh of a believer, how they rush and they hasten, they go back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are so overjoyed and they are so happy that they are carrying the soul of a believer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us an easy maut, a maut with iman, a maut without any difficulty, a maut when those angels of mercy will come and extract our souls. But at this point I would mention, we are going to mention in detail, the different topics that are related to maut and how these angels will come down. It's a very lengthy topic, but as I mentioned in the beginning, this is something very, very important for all of us. And that's why our mashayikh, they would, in the prescription to the muridin and to their friends and to their students, they would say you must make muraqaba of maut every single night before you sleep. Why? When a person thinks of maut, he'll realize, as Rasulullah mentioned in the hadith, أَكْثِرُ ذِكْرَ هَذِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ. Remember often, remember in abundance, هَذِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ, the cutter, the terminator of all pleasures. لَذَّاتِ, pleasures. We have different pleasures in this world. We enjoy our drinking, our eating, our whatever we have. And that is permissible. But that's not going to be continuous. There is going to be the day when all that just suddenly comes to an end. So Rasulullah SAW tells us to remember maut in abundance. When a person thinks of maut, he mentioned another hadith, kafa bil mauti wa'idhan. You want a bayan? The best bayan you can get is if you ponder over maut. And the person realizes, I'm not going to live in this world forever. And I have to meet my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I have to prepare for that journey of the akhirat. When I will face my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then I will get my certificate. Either I passed or either I failed. And that's going to be a perpetual life. Therefore, when a person ponders and reflects over maut, it will stop him. It will prohibit him. It will help him to refrain and restrain himself from all those things that make him ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person wasn't frequenting the masjid, he'll realize, hey, let me start performing my salat. If a person didn't make hajj, he's got the means for hajj, he'll realize, let me make hajj quickly before maut overtakes me. If a person hasn't taken out his zakat for many years, he realizes, maut will overtake me. Before maut comes, let me take out all my zakat. So therefore, maut is a wa'iz. It is like how we have a lecturer. Maut gives us a lecture, gives us a bayan, reminds us of akhirat, reminds us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as we're saying, Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi had mentioned, in the beginning of his book, Shauq-e Watan, he has written a chapter, The Reward of Illness and Hardships. And we will mention just one hadith, where Hazrat Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, مَا يُصِيبُ الْمُسْلِمَ مِنْ نَصَبٍ وَلَا وَصَبٍ وَلَا هَمٍ وَلَا حَزَنٍ وَلَا أَذَنٍ وَلَا غَمٍ حَتَّى الشَّوْكَةَ يُشَاكُهَا إِلَّا كَفَرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ خَطَيَاهُ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Where Rasulullah said that any Muslim who experiences any hardship or any discomfort, any sorrow, any grief, any pain, any suffering, any illness, any distress, even a thorn that pricks a person, tiny little thorn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make all those sorrow, that grief, that pain, that suffering, that hardship, that difficulty, even the thorn that pricked you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it an atonement of his sins. Allah wipes out a person's sins because of that musibah, that sorrow, that grief, that illness, the sickness he undergoes. Now this is the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is we don't ask for any sickness to overcome us or illness. But when it comes, then you must realize that Allah Ta'ala is washing away my sins. Allah Ta'ala is wiping away my sins. Allah Ta'ala is making me clean before I can reach Him. So this gives the person some comfort. That at least, even though he's enduring some physical pain, he's going through some discomfort. It's not easy. A person has cancer, Allah Ta'ala save us. A person got some brain tumor, or got some operation that he undergoes. We go there, we just tell him to make sabah. What else are you going to tell him? You can't take away that pain from him. In his mind, he sees, you're not going through what I'm going through. But we have to give him comforting words. We can't go and tell him, yeah, you're going to pass away and you're going to suffer more. No, you've got to tell him good, kind words. But you explain to him that all this you're going through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually wiping out all your sins. So that when you go to Allah ta'ala, you have a clean slate. And one riwayat it is mentioned, sometimes Allah desires a certain position for us. Allah wants us to reach a certain mark. But because we're so weak, our a'mal does not make us reach that mark and that position. If Allah wants 100 for us, and we're only reaching 30 or 40, Now the balance to reach that 100 mark, Allah Ta'ala gives the person some hardship, some sorrow, some grief, some musibat. And he has to exercise sabr. He has to endure that hardship. He has to have forbearance and sabr. And through all that misery, that sorrow, that grief, that calamity, whatever it may be, he reaches that mark which Allah Ta'ala has desired for him. So when he goes to the akhirat, he gets a reward equivalent to that which Allah had desired for him. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not give the person sickness and illness to punish him, no. A believer, Allah gives him a Muslim. The hadith is, ma yusibul Muslim. So even a little thorn, the whole thing of a thorn hurting a person, how much of pain you get? One small little thorn, not even a second of little bit of a prick you get and finish. You don't sit the whole day with your hand in pain. But through that little thorn, Allah wipes out our sins. So as the Thani Ramdullah, as I mentioned, because plague had occurred, he mentioned this hadith to give the people some type of hope. And then he went on to the glad tidings, few chapters. I'm not going to mention the whole kitab now. As I said, we're going to give from other kitabs as well. Our topic is the reality of mort, this temporary phase of dunya, our ultimate abode of the akhirat. So he gives, we need hope. People get very scared. So many people say, azab of the qabr. Well, I'm such a big sinner, and I'm going to get azab, so I'm doomed, and there's no forgiveness for me. No, Allah loves us. Allah loves us. Allah loves us. So the glad tidings, the basharat, the respect and honor for a Muslim at the time of death. A very lengthy hadith of Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala. When he says that Rasulullah s.a.w. says, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ الْمُؤْمِنَ إِذَا كَانَ فِي إِنْقِطَاعٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا وَإِقْبَالٍ مِّنَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزَلَ إِلَيْهِ مَلَائِكَةٌ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ بِيضَ الْوُجُوهِ. He says, when a person, a believer, is now leaving this world, person is leaving this world, and now he is going to do the akhirat. At that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down angels. Angels come down from the sky. So at this state of him leaving this world, he's passing away, he's approaching the hereafter, angels come down from the sky. Their faces are white. They are shining. This is the words of hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَأَنَّ وُجُوهَهُمْ الشَّمْسُ. As though their faces are shining like the sun. Very bright. They have with them the kafan, the shroud of Jannah. And they have the fragrance of Jannah. Rasulullah says, مَعَهُمْ أَكْفَانٌ مِّنْ أَكْفَانِ الْجَنَّةِ kafan. وَحَنُوتُمْ مِنْ حَنُوتِ الْجَنَّةِ. Hanut is the perfume, fragrance of Jannat. So they bring this wood. They seat themselves where, to such a distance where the eye can see, until the distance where the eye can see. Then Malakul Maut comes as the angel of death. And he sits at the head side of the person who's passing away. And he says, what does he say? أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ. We discussed three types of nafs. Now this is nafsul mutma'innah. O soul, who was content with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, come out. He addresses the soul and he says, أُخْرُجِي إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانِ. Come out to the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the forgiveness of Allah and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This soul comes out, the soul of a believer, an-nafsul mutma'inna. It comes out with ease, like water drops that flow out of a water bag. They come out very easily. Person is pouring the water from the water bag, very easily the water is poured out. Not much effort is required. Hadith says, although outwardly, you may witness a state other than this. So outwardly we are watching, we are thinking this person is in Sakrat. I would mention here that please, a person who is undergoing Sakrat, It does not mean that he is being punished, ma'adallah. It does not mean that now because of some guna he did some sin, that's why he's suffering now. No. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself mentioned, إِنَّ لِلْمَوْتِ لَسَكَرَاتِ. As he was passing away, towards the end, few hours of his life, when he was gripped with very heavy fever, and he was wiping, or his face was being wiped with a towel, and water was being poured over him, he says, إِنَّ لِلْمَوْتِ لَسَكَرَاتِ. So it never means that a person who is going through sakrat is because of some bad action of his. No. So that's another topic on his own. So outwardly it might seem that this person is in some difficulty. But we did not see the angel of mort, the angel of death coming. We did not see the other angels coming down. Yes, sometimes we see this person staring at one corner of the room. That happens. Sometimes we see his glance is fixed at something. So that is when these angels are coming down. There's a difference when the person is a good person and an evil person. So now we're discussing the soul that of a believer that is being taken away. So it comes out with ease. The difficulty is on the body, but the ruh, the soul, experiences easiness. Then these malaika, they take out the ruh. After taking out the malakul, after taking it out, malakul maut does not leave it in his hands for a split moment. But he puts it in the kafan and fragrance of Jannah. Immediately put into the kafan and the fragrance of Jannah. Such a fragrance emits from it, like the strongest musk fragrance in the world. These angels go up with it. Whichever group of malaika they pass, those malaika ask, who is this? Who is this good and pleasant soul? These angels who are carrying the soul, وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطَى. These angels, what do they say? They say it is the soul of so and so. Son of so and so. The hadith says they mention the best names with which he was well known in the dunya. With so much of honor and dignity. So and so. In the same manner, they take him towards the next sky. So when they go to the next sky, from there they carry on till they reach the seventh sky. Allah Ta'ala commands, record his name in Illiyin and return him to the earth for questioning in the grave. So this is what happens first. This ruh goes up. Allah takes it up. It goes through all these skies. The angels observe this ruh of this believer taken up. It happens very quickly. But Allah, to honor this person, Allah places the soul of this believer in a kafan and with such fragrance. And then he's honored like that. And the soul, now Allah Ta'ala then says that his ruh, the hadith of Rasul says, his ruh is now returned to his body. Now this is a different realm, different world. This is called alam-e-barzakh. We have dunya, we have akhirat. In between, the qabr, the alam of the qabr is known as barzakh. Barzakh. It's an Arabic word. We know what happens. There two angels come down. They make him sit up. Yuqidani. They make him sit up. They both ask him, who is your Rabb? What is your deen? What is your religion? He will answer, my Rabb is Allah. Islam is my religion. Then they both will ask him, they will show him an image of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is this person who was sent to you? Who is this person? He will say, he is the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is my Nabi. They both will ask him, how do you know he is your Nabi? How did you know? Man allamak? Who taught you? How do you know this is your Nabi? He will say, I read the kitab of Allah, the Quran. I brought iman on it and I accepted it as the truth. Then a caller from Allah Ta'ala will then call out from the heavens, my banda, my bondsman has given the correct answer. Now spread out for him a floor covering, a carpet from Jannah. This is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Allah Ta'ala says, where the angel will then call out, And the angel says that فَأَفْرِشُوا لَهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ, spread out a carpet of Jannat for him. وَأَلْبِسُوهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ, and give him the clothing of Jannah. وَفْتَحُوا لَهُ بَابًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ, open a door to Jannat for him. So this is the honor he gets. So this carpet from Jannah comes, he's given clothes of Jannah, clothing of Jannah, and a door that towards Jannah is open for him. Then you find that a breeze of sweet fragrance blows towards him. His grave, his qabr is widened as far as the width the eye can see. A well-dressed person with a sweet-smelling fragrance will come and say to him, news of glad tidings of happiness to you. This is the day that you had been promised. He will ask, who are you? Your countenance conveys blessings and excellence. The person will say to him, I am your pious deeds. I am your amal-e-saliha. This mayyit, the deceased person, will then repeat, O Allah, O Rabb, hasten qiyamah, the day of reckoning for me. O Allah, hasten qiyamah. Why? So that I may return to my family and possessions, which will be attained in the hereafter. He wants his family and possession of the hereafter now. He wants to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he wants to be joined with his family in the hereafter. This has been reported by Imam Ahmad, Imam Abu Dawud, Hakim Bayhaqi and others. So there are many other ahadiths of this nature. One hadith of Sayyidina Bara radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, and that said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh, these two people narrate Sayyidina Bara radiallahu anhu, he narrates from Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. One sahabi narrating from another sahabi, who says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the time for a mu'min's death comes, the malaika come down with a piece of silk to him, wherein there is musk. Musk, one rewrites his musk, amber and rayhan. His ruh comes out softly in the manner that a hay comes out of dough. How a person takes out the hay from the dough very softly, like that his ruh is being taken out. It is said to him, O life, who was contented with the commands of Allah, come towards mercy, respect and honor in the state that you are most pleased with Allah and Allah is most pleased with you. Radiyatam mardiyah. Then when the ruh comes out, it is put on the musk and rayhan, covered with the silk, and it is taken to Illiyin. Now the very interesting hadith. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, let's listen very attentively to this inshallah. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Malak al-Maut comes to a wali of Allah, a friend of Allah, Malak al-Maut makes salam to him. His salam is saying this, As-salamu alayka ya wali Allah. Rise and leave the home that has been emptied and go towards your home which has been furnished by you. That is, leave from this world towards the hereafter. Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends taking the ruh of a mu'min, he commands Malakul Maut that convey my salams to him. When Malakul Maut comes to take his ruh, he says to the person, Ya Allah says salam to you. As the Thani Ramadan mentioned, subhanallah, what a blessing this is. May a thousand lives be sacrificed for such a maut. So the wali of Allah, this is the glad tidings he gets. This is the basharat he gets when he meets, or Malakul Maut meets him. So therefore, Hazrat Tanvir Ramadan mentioned these type of ahadiths to give us hope, give us the shock of meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Going towards akhirat is not something that's going to be a misery for us. It's not a big hardship and difficulty that we have to undergo. Yes, there's a little bit of maut, it's a bridge which you have to cross and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make us his true walis. But of course, we have to give both sides and explain the difficulties of maut that is also experienced. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَجَاتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. So outwardly, mouth is something painful. To the observers around the mayit, this person is going to sakrat, as I mentioned. But the believer, the wali of Allah, the friend of Allah, the mu'min, the Muslim, Allah makes it very easy for him. Very easy. The sinner, or the fajir, fasiq, the disbeliever, the kafir, for him it's difficult. In one riwayat it is mentioned, he becomes very thirsty. Extremely thirsty. It is mentioned in the kitabs that shayateen come down. They try and entice him. Shaitan comes on his right hand side and tell him, accept Christianity. Shaitan is not successful, he comes on his left hand side. He says, forsake this deen of yours, accept the Jewish religion. So at that moment, a person can slip if his iman was not strong. Therefore, we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah grants us a strong iman. Allahumma thabbitna alal iman. O Allah, keep us steadfast on iman. And then what's the dua? Wa amitna alal iman. Maut. Give us maut on iman. And wahshudna yawm al qiyamati ma'al iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman. Simple dua. Allahumma thabbitna alal iman. Wa amitna alal iman. Wahshudna yawm al qiyamati ma'al iman. There was a very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the name of Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala. He conquered Egypt. There's a long story how he embraced Islam, when he took bayah to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah we will discuss that. But today, just this point about maut, how it can be difficult, but not on accord necessarily because of your sins, no. This is a sahaba. These are walis of Allah. His son was next to him, when his father was passing away. So he tells his father, oh my father, you were a very intelligent person. Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, extremely brilliant. And you used to mention that when people die, why they don't give us some indication of what maut is like? So why don't you give us a glimpse of maut now? What is maut? What are you experiencing? His father gives in a poetry form, in Arabic, he says, كَأَنَّ عَلَىٰ كَتِفَيَّ جَبَلَ رَضْوَىٰ. Oh my son, you know what it feels like? It is as though the Radwa, Radwa is the name of a mountain. As though these heavy mountains have been placed on my shoulders. And I'm made to carry this heavy mountain. كَأَنَّ عَلَىٰ كَتِفَيَّ جَبَلَ رَضْوَىٰ. وَكَأَنَّ رُوحِي تَخْرُجُ مِنْ ثَقْبِ إِبْرَةٍ. It is as though my ruh is now being pushed through the eye of a needle. Tiny little hole. From there, the ruh is now being pushed through. وَكَأَنَّ فِي جَسَدِي شَجَرَةَ عُوسَةَ. I feel that a very thorny tree is now being placed into my body. وَكَأَنَّ السَّمَاءُ أُطْبِقَتْ عَلَى الْأَرْضُ أَنَا بَيْنَهُمَا. As though the sky has fallen on the earth, I'm trapped between the two. He gave this, not that he was really experiencing this, but this is the reality of maut. And therefore Allah said, وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. The stupor, sakra. When a person is in a daze, he seems as though he is unconscious because of some shock that has occurred. Because a shock of his life. As though he has lost his senses. This is what Allah says, وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. This is what maut comes. This is how maut comes to a person. And therefore, Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi would say, oh, we look at the embellishments of this dunya, the glitter, the glamour of this dunya. And he says, fadaha al-mawtu al-dunya. You know, the dunya, all the glitter and glamour means nothing. Maut has disgraced dunya. Maut has put dunya to shame. فَلَمْ يَدَعْ لِذُو حُبٍّ فَرَحَ لِذُو لُبٍّ فَرَحَ. This moth has not left for any intelligent person, one with little bit of sense in him, little bit of brains, just to ponder and reflect over the reality of dunya, what akhirat is. This moth shows this person what the reality of akhirat is, he's got lump intelligence, it leaves him no chance of merriment and happiness and joy anymore. It doesn't mean we must get depressed again. All what this, these mashayikh, these salaf as-salihin, they are telling us that we must have shauq, that yearning, the desire of akhirat. Like how there was a person who built his lofty palace, Harun al-Rashid, very famous. He was a very pious king, very wealthy indeed. So he built a very beautiful palace, Bana Qasran, very lofty, very fortified palace in Baghdad. And he called all his poets. That was the custom that time. Poets will come and they'll praise the king. Why? Because they want a bag full of gold, gold coins. And those kings would give. Just in passing, we'll mention, sometimes these poets were so sharp, so eloquent, they were masters in the language, they'll use such words that will have dual meanings. So outwardly it means that you are being praised, but the poets would actually have the other meaning at heart, which in reality is disgracing you, humiliating you. But the poor king would fall for them and give them a bag full of gold. So he built this palace and he called all his shu'ara, his poets, come and describe this palace of mine. فَدَخَلُوا جَمِيعًا, all came. And all praised him, they all got whatever gold coins he gave them. Then Abu al-Utahiyah was a poet, he comes. And he sings some couplets, he says, إِشْمَا بَدَى لَكَ سَالِمًا فِي ذِلِّ شَاهِقَةِ الْقُصُورِ. He says, O king, love. إِشْمَا بَدَى لَكَ, happily, as much as you want, enjoy yourself. Saliman, sound and safe, in peace. In the shade of your lofty palace and mansion. Harun al-Rashid became very happy. He's praising me. He's giving me a dua. Hasha wa basha, in Arabic, means hashash, bashash, in Urdu meaning, he became overjoyed. Face brimming with joy, excited. He says, zid, zid, tell me more, tell me more. He says, yujra alayka bima aradta ma'al ghuduwi ma'al bukuri. Every morning and evening, you must get all the ni'mats that you want, whatever you desire. The opulence, the wealth, the food, the servants, the treasures, the enjoyment, whatever you want, yujra alayk, it must just be poured over you. He says, he, come on, more and more, he was enjoying it. فَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ تَغَرْغَرَتْ بِزَفِيرٍ حَشَّدَتِ السُّدُورِ فَهُنَاكَ تَعْلَمُ مُوقِنًا مَا كُنْتَ إِلَّا فِي غُرُورِ. And this is the bomb that falls. He says, and then, O king, when you'll hear the rattling sound of your soul, your nafs, coming out of your body, then you will know with confidence that you were just in deception. All this was just ghurur. Nothing, it was only dhoka. So enjoy yourself if you want to be in ghurur. Reality is maut. Maut is going to come. Harun al-Rashid, he began to cry. Yabki. He cried so much, hatta ughmiya alayhi, he fell unconscious. So some people have mentioned, of course, due respect to all our doctors, they make great sacrifices. They have found and they still research and they look for cures and remedies for different diseases that emerge. Allah save us. So some disease comes about, they will research, they go to the lab and they make so much of research and they find some cure. But the cure of one disease no doctor has found, and that is maut. So they say, أَعْيَ الطَّبِيبَ إِلَاجُ الْمَوْتِ. The remedy for maut has exhausted all the doctors of the world. No doctor till today can produce some remedy of maut. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. How people have mentioned incidents of a person sick. They call the doctor. Doctor hardly reaches, he also collapses, he also passes away. There were doctors also going to theater to operate on a patient. Malak al-Maut comes, takes away the doctor before the patient. So this is the reality of maut. Nobody knows when he will pass away, how he will pass away, where he will pass away. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, when he was ill, people came around him. قالوا يا خليفة رسول الله وأمير المؤمنين ألا ندعو لك طبيبا؟ Should we not call a doctor to come and see you? He says, الطبيب قد رآني. Doctor has seen me already. Oh, okay. فماذا قال? What did the doctor say? إنه يقول إني فعال لما أريد. That I will do what I wish. Who was the doctor? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is referring to Allah is the one who made me sick. He's already seen me. It's my time to leave this world now. And Allah says, إِنِّي فَعَالُ لِمَا أُرِيدُ I will do what I wish. And if the person's time is up, we will take the medication as far as possible. Doctors will try, we also try that the person must survive. Not that if a person meets with an accident, I'll let him die. Or he's got some sickness, let him die. Some are deadly diseases, we know. But as far as possible, to whatever is within our capabilities, then the person will try. But those limitations, or those capabilities are limited. They come to a point where beyond that they can't do anything. And that is moth. In one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about these angels who take away the souls. Hatta idha ja'a ahadakumul maut. When maut comes to you, tawaffattu rusuluna. Allah says, I send down my angels. These angels, they take away the soul of the person. وَهُمْ لَا يُفَرِّطُونَ And these angels never fail in their duty. ثُمَّ رُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقِّ Then these souls are then returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their true and real Mawla and Master. One person, he mentions, and he says, أَتَيْتُ الْقُبُورَ فَنَادَيْتُهَا I visited the Qabristan. I called out, أَيْنَ الْمُعَظَّمُ وَالْمُحْتَقَرُ We are all those people who were glorified in this world. And we are all those people who were humiliated. تَفَانَوْ جَمِيعًا فَمَا مُخْبِرٌ He says, everybody has passed on. There's nobody to inform me. وَمَاتُوا جَمِيعًا وَمَاتَ الْخَبَرُ Every person has passed away. And there's no information. The information has passed away also. Why is addressing the dead? فَيَا سَائِلِي عَنْ أُنَاسٍ مَذَوْ And he says, O person who questions me and asks me about the people who have left this world, أَمَا لَكَ فِي مَا مَضَى مُعْتَبَرُ Person asks, he tells me, what happens when a person passes away? So he says, haven't you, they're passing away. Is this not an ibrat for you? They've left everything behind. تَرُوحُ وَتَغْدُو بَنَاتُ الثَّرَى فَتَمْحُو مَحَاسِنَ تِلْكَ الصُّوَرُ You see those beautiful girls that you should see and women, those pretty faces that were made of mitti, sand. They should come in front of you and move around. And you should admire those pretty faces. And now this qabr, this qabristan, has obliterated those beautiful images and pictures. No more that pretty face exists. Umar ibn Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi. He's known as the second Umar. And he will terminate inshallah because we've got another program to go to. Umar ibn Aziz rahmatullahi go to the Qabristan and say, Ya Maut, addressing Maut, Mada fa'alta bil ahibba? What have you done to our beloved ones? Ayn al ahbab? Where are all our dear ones? Ayn al asdiqa? Where are our friends? Ayn al ikhwan? Where are our brothers? Ayn al jullas? Where are those people we should sit with? Ayn al sammar? Where were those people after at night they should sit and talk to us and chat with us? Ya Maut, مَاذَا فَعَلْتَ بِالْأَحِبَّاءِ O Maut, what have you done to all our friends and beloved ones? وَهُوَ يَبْكِي Then he used to cry and cry and cry. Therefore, visiting the Qabristan, attending the janazah, it reminds us that today is his turn, kal hamari bari hai. Tomorrow is our turn. And a person keeps Maut in front of him, Then inshallah, inshallah, a person will then now reflect over his a'mal and he'll prepare for the akhirat. And the moment he does something wrong, it will bother him. It will make him restless and make him do good deeds and make tawbah istighfar quickly and do good deeds and cover up. And this is the haqiqat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't placed us in difficulty. Outwardly, it seems this hardship, difficulty, hurricane, volcano, flood, this musibat, that loss. This is life. Once Rasulullah SAW, I think I mentioned, he drew a diagram for the sahaba on the sand with his stick. He drew one line going very far, another line cutting it off, and then he drew some small lines. He says, see, this is life. In essence, he said, this is insan, man. And he's moving towards, he's got aspirations. I will do this, I will build this, I will invest this, I will plan for this. He has plans, he has what we call amal with an alif, alif, mim, lam, amal, hopes, desires. But then there comes, in his life, he'll have some hardships, some obstacles, sometimes some sickness. If he does not get sick, or he overcomes this, he passes this phase, then some other difficulty comes, some sorrow, some grief, it carries on. Not that Allah Ta'ala wants us to suffer. I mentioned the hadith right in the beginning, that Allah is wiping out our sins. It's a means of getting closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person makes sabr, you know what is the reward of sabr? What is the reward of sabr? إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Unlimited reward for those who make sabr. Unlimited. Nothing specified. Unlimited reward. One group of people will be going towards Jannat on the day of Qiyamah. Angel will say, Qif! Qifu! Stop! Who are you? They say, نَحْنُ أَهْلِ الصَّبْرِ. نَحْنُ أَهْلُ الصَّبْرِ. نَحْنُ أَهْلُ الصَّبْرِ. We are the people who had sabr in this world. The angels will be commanded, tell them, Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. You made sabr in this world. Whatever hardship, difficulty. Now, fani'ma uqba ad-dar. So therefore, the disease that comes upon a person, some sorrow, some grief, some hardship, it's not something that now you must lose all hope. Allah uses that for elevation of our stages, getting closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and wiping out our sins. So this is it. That we will go through some tests and we have desires and aspiration, but then there comes the terminator of all these pleasures, and that is ajal, alif, jim, lam, that is mort. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. When mort comes, not 1 minute early it will come, not 1 second early, not 1 second late, precisely on the appointed time. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to ponder whatever we have said. Inshallah, we'll continue next week. If Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat, and if we're still living, we must be ready to meet our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know we are so weak. But tawbah, istighfar. Look forward to meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look forward to meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give us the tawfiq of doing those actions that will make Him happy, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu.